This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Group of seven leaders brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy to a seaside summit in England. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the summit Friday, saying the coronavirus pandemic should not be allowed to leave a lasting scar on the world. The wealthy nation's leaders were all smiles as Johnson greeted them on the sand of Carbis Bay, but jostled with one another about who was doing most to help poorer nations fight back from the pandemic. The Wealthy Democracies Club is expected to commit to sharing at least $1 billion in vaccine shots, I should say, with struggling countries, including 500 million doses from the United States. Iraq's oil sector is now rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. That's according to Iraq's oil minister. He warned that an enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Oil Minister Hassan Abdul-Jabbar Ismail told the Associated Press he can now focus on other priorities in the interview. He offered a rare glimpse into the inner workings of the country's most significant ministry. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said that Russia's relations with the U.S. had deteriorated to their lowest point in recent years. In an excerpt of an exclusive interview with NBC due to air in full Monday, Putin called former U.S. President Donald Trump a colorful individual and said he can work with his successor, Joe Biden. Trump was criticized for cozying up to Putin during his 4 years in office. More at VOA News.